episode 2274, number one podcast on Apple Podcasts for Job Search. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. If you're watching on Spotify, you already know this is a video podcast. On other platforms, it's audio. And today, I continue with a couple of the topics related to career change I've done recently. And this is one that it's a reminder for you. Hope you find it helpful and give it an honest review wherever you watch or listen to the show. And we'll be back in just one moment. If you're someone who's interested in doing a career change, there are a number of steps you need to be involved with in order to make that change. Coach Ken Coleman puts it very simply: get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get your dream job. Now, the one problem for those of you who are mid-career is that it misses one detail that you're going to need to overcome. And that is, can you afford this? Can you get to the place where you can afford to make this change? And I say that because by the time we're 30, most of us already have other responsibilities. We may be married. We may have children as well. The kids want to eat. Your wife, husband, or partner wants to eat too, and your compensation may be a big part of that. You have a home or an apartment that you have to pay for. And thus, don't neglect the financial side of this. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but you may need to do an interim step where you get close to what you want to be doing. Maybe you're in a role supporting that thing that you want to do. So you start to develop relationships, and that becomes the getting connected part that allows you to serve that function so that in this way it's easier to make the transition. All in all, there's never a reason not to pursue what you want, but you may need to adapt. Now, again, getting clear is one part of this. See, I've got Ken's book up here, From Paycheck to Purpose, where he has that quick summary I read to you on the back. But you also have to get qualified. The fact that you want to do something doesn't mean someone should hire you because you want to do it. You have to get qualified for someone to be interested in hiring you. And again, the financial piece is important. Don't neglect it. And if there is someone else in your life, a wife, husband, or partner, the kids, you got to involve them in the decision making. Maybe you do this for a while part-time on the side for what you do. That's what I did when I transitioned to coaching. I was a headhunter. I worked enormous hours. I got myself qualified, and then I started doing it on the side while I still did headhunting until I could afford to make the transition. You figure out your way, but don't neglect the financial piece. Don't neglect the other people in your life. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a lot there to help you in the blog. You can also schedule time for coaching or a free discovery call. Find out about my courses that will help you land a new job. There's just a lot there to help you. And if this isn't the time for you to go over to the site or to spend any time there, what you can do is put the address in your phone. Again, that's thebiggamehunter.us and my name, Jeff Altman, so that this way you can return to it at a later date. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention that you saw this because I like knowing I'm helping some folks, and once we're connected, your network is going to grow a lot. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.